Rav says, Amar Rava, Loi Taima, don't say, know what the case of Safik is? Loi Taima, don't say, Safik Chaza, Safik Loi Chaza, we have a doubt whether he saw Zav a third time or not, Elavadai Chaza, even if we know for sure he saw, but Safas Machmas Shikva Zera, Safas Machmas Riyah, we don't know whether it was Shikva Zera that he saw, or whether it was Zav. We say, Kivuch and Istak Latuma, Sveika Tamei. Since like he is already Tamei, so then for sure we say what came out the third time is Shikva Zera, is Zav. Then it says, Shikva Zera Tamei. If you see Shikva Zera, he's Taka Tamei. So Mura says, Lamai, what are we talking about? Ilaima Lamaga to touch the Shikva Zera itself. Freddy Gemara, Migara, Meshikva Zera, the Torah. Was the Zav, this person that saw already two times, Zav. And now the third time, it came out Shikva Zera. So you want to tell me that it's Tomei? Pshit, it's Tomei. It's like an Avatuma. It's not worse if it came out of a man the first time. Even the man's Tor. And now it comes out of him, so Pshit has Tuma. Shikva Zera by itself is an Avatuma. So what are you telling me now? That's Tomei if you touch it. Pshit, it's Tor. It's Tomei. Even from a person that's Tor. Ela di Omar Shikva Zera shel Zav. You want to tell me that a Shikva Zera that comes out of a man that's a Zav? Metama v'masa, that has Tuma Zav on it. That's the Chiddush. Not only does it have Tuma Shikva Zera, but it even has Tuma Zav. Tuma Zav is more chomer, that has Tuma v'masa. So, Man Shamat Lohod Yoma. Who said it? Where did we hear this from? Man Shamat Lohod Yoma, that we say, Shikva Zera Shozav. Shikva Zera Shozav is Matama Bamasa. Etak is Matama Bamasa. Elain, if you want to tell me, Hai Tana this Tana. The Tanya we learned, Reb Lezer Oimer, Shikva Zera Shozav, ain't a Matama Bamasa. Reb Lezer says no, the Shikva Zera that comes out of a man that's a Zav does not have Tumas Masa. We say it's only Tumas Shikva Zera, and doesn't have Tumas Zav on it. It's not like Zav. There's a difference between Shikva Zera and Zav. One is thicker and one is not so thick. So if you see the Shikva Zera that comes out, we say it doesn't have Zav in it, it does not have Tumas Masa. Alright, turn over. Rav Yeshua Oimer, no, Mitama B'masa. Yes, the Shikva Zera that comes out of a Zav does have Tumas Masa, even just carrying it, not even if you touch it. Why? L'fi Shiev Shalom B'loy Tzich Tzuchei Ziva. It's not possible that in the Shikva Zera that comes out of him, there can't be a little speck of Ziva in it. Tzich Tzuchei, little particles of it, has to be from the Zav. So therefore, the Ziva that has Tumas Masa on it, therefore the Shikva Zera is Tamei. Not because of the Shikva Zera, but because most probably there's some Zivas inside it. So Mar says now, Afilu Rabbi Yeshua, Loi Omer Yele Mishum Tzich Tzuche Ziva. Even according to Rabbi Yeshua, why does he say the Shikva Zera has Tumas Nasser on it? Only because we're afraid, we say, that for sure there's some particles of Ziva there. Abu Diyena Loi, but if you have pure Shikva Zera that came out of the Zav, it would not have Tumas Nasser. So Mar says, Loi Omar, he doesn't say it, so nobody says that the Shikva Zera itself has the Tumas Masa. So what do we mean to say the Shikva Zera is Metama? Mashma, the Shikva Zera by itself has this Tuma. It can't be Tumas Masa, because Tumas Masa is only because of the Zavas that's inside it, but not because of the Shikva Zera. So Mar says, El Omar of Adam Arava, Loi Omar means to teach us Shein Teulenbo. Which means that by a Zav, when he sees Shikva Zera, we're not Toilum, we don't rely on this. What does it mean in Toilum Bo? So Tosa speaks out like this. That means, if somebody sees Shikva Zera, so the next day he can't become Haftuma Zav on him. Why? Shakri poite ziva aboli achreel. Because Zav, Keri, is part of Zav afterwards. Kol mi es lies for another complete day. Why? I will soon see why. I'll hear the chiddush is though. Abu mishinistak latuma, but once he has already the tumi, he saw already one and two times. Ozle tifta shikva zera sa ziva aboli achreel. if he sees a third time, even though he saw Shechva Zera first, and then he saw a third time Zav, he becomes a Tumah Zav after 3 years that he has to bring a korban. Now we'll soon see what's the pshat from Tehillim, but why do we say if a person at the beginning sees Shechva Zera, so if he sees again that day some Zav, he does not have Tumah Zav? Why not? So Gemara says like this. So Rapapa thought to say like this, that Aidi Chushahu Techazi. You know why? Because when a person sees Shechva Zera first, his body becomes very weak. So because of his weakness, that's why later he saw Zav. So that's called Machmas Oinsoi. Like we learned before, the first two times, if you see it because of something else, it does not give you the Tumah Zav. So that's what Rapapa wanted to say. That's the reason why if you see normally Shechva Zera first, you don't have Tumah Zav the next full day, because we say it became because of the Chush, your body became weak. This the Gemara says, Omalei Rovas, Rova said back, is that true what you're saying? If you're a Tanam, not like this, Ger Shen is Gayer, a Goy that becomes a Jew. Mitame Miyad Beziva, right after he becomes a Jew, if the Ger is Chal, if he sees Zav, he can become a Zav. And we're talking about even in the case that right before he was Mizgayer, when he was still a guy, he saw Shechva Zera. So the question is, Omelas, he said back, Lechura, Ein Lecha Chulik Godol Mizdeh? That if so, this person, this Ger, should not have a Tumah Zav. He saw Shechva Zera yesterday. And now today he became a Jew. So if you tell me this story is that when you see Shechva Zera, your body becomes weak. So it's called Machmas Oinser for the next day. So here also, he was a guy yesterday, his body became very weak. So true, today he was Mizgayer, but if he sees Zav today, he should not become Tomei. We should say it's Machmas the Chusha that he sees Zav, so he should not become Tomei. So since it says here, no, that the person does have Tumah Zav, we see that's not the Svara why if you first see Shechva Zera, that you do not have Tumah Zav the next full day. It's not the Pshat because of Chusha. Hello, my Lechur, it's Tamas Xeras Akosif. And this doesn't apply by a guy. So my answer is Ella Tanoi. So Tosha speaks out like this, that Avada, Tanoi means that according to Avada, according to Rav Papa Lesser, we don't hold like them. Because Avada the Pshat, the reason why Kerry, if you see Kerry first, the reason why afterwards you don't have a Tumah Zav the next full day, Avada is Nigzeras Akosiv, it's not totally in the Chusha. So that can't be the Pshat, we have to say, Loi Mishain Toilim Bo. By a Zav for not Taylor. Because this Xeras Akosov doesn't make a difference whether he was a Zav or whether he wasn't a Zav yet. If you see first Shechva Zera, then the next full day, you can't have a Tumah Zav. See if so, what's Pshat for now? Mishnah Taka that says Shechva Zera is Tomei. So you want to go back to the first Pshat that said that Shechva Zera has Tumah Maser on it. Before we said it does not have. It's only because the Tzechsuche Zivar inside it. So now we're saying it's not like a Tanoim. The Tani will not like this. Shechva Zera shel Zav. If the Zav sees now Shechva Zera, mitama b'masa, attack has Tumas Masa on it. Not only if you touch it, Ayitame, but even if you just carry it. Kol meyes liyes for a full day. If you have Yosi Yomei Yomei, only that day, till the end of that day, it has Tumas Masa. But my commitment was to Machlekesim, but the Shmuel Rami Shmuel asked for a question. Ksiv, one posik it says, if somebody will see Shechva Zera, he's not tor because of what happened at night time. Another pasuk says, "Lift my erev yirchas b'mayim." Mashmi has to wait till the end of the day, then he can go to the mikvah. So man, the yama miyais liyais, the one that says what he has to wait the full day, daik mi lift my erev when the day goes away. V'idavad, the other one says, "No mikra laila, it's only in that day. That's all mikra laila." From Fadimoro, man the yom melifnei serov, the one that dashnos the pasuk when it becomes evening, ayoksiv mikra laila, something happened at night time. Or Malais, he says back, urcho de keri lamasiya balaila. Normally happens when does the keri come out at night time? That's why it's called mikra laila. So that's the shaila. What are we dashing if lifnei serov, which smash even after the day goes by, you have to wait like 24 hours? A Nikra Laila means only no till the end of that day. That's enough.
Right. Yes, the Mishnah says Vaita, Nozir Hoye Shmuel, Kedibur Reb Neroi. Reb Neroi holds that Shmuel Hanavi was also a Nozir. Shenema the Pesuk says, Umoira Layala Roshoi. It's
says by Shmuel, they should not put a Meira, which would actually, according to Ibn Roy, it means a tar, a razor should not go over his head. Now, Nema b'Shimshin, it says by Shimshin, ul Meira, that also you cannot put a razor over his head. V'Nema b'Shmuel ul Meira. It says the same word, ul Meira, by Shmuel Hanavi. So therefore, ma Meira ha'amura b'Shimshin, Nazir, this is Ibn Roy's drasha. Just like by Shimshin, we know the Pasukim say clearly, he was a Nazir, a special type of a Nazir, as Nazir Shimshin. It says, Nazir, is after Moira Hamur, Rabbi Shmuel Nazir. Who Adin Shmuel Navi was also called a Nazir. Omer Rabbi Yosef Gracie says no. Rabbi Yosef argues, for Haloi Ein Moira Elish Abbasav Adam. When the Pasuk says Moira does not mean a Tara razor, but it means he should not be afraid of anybody. He should not be afraid of a boss of Adam. El Malay Rav Neroi. Rav Neroi says back. V'aloi kfa nema. The Pasuk says already. V'ayomer Shmuel. Eich eilech. How can I go? V'shoma shoho b'hogeni. And Shmuel will hear what I'm doing and he will kill me. Shekvar ho yolov merish a boss of Adam. So you see that Shmuel was afraid of somebody. He was afraid of Shoal. So therefore, when the Roy says it's not Mistavro, that what Chana was Mispalo for, when she was Mispalo for her son Shmuel, did not come true. If she was Mispalo, like the Pasuk says, Umayram, that there should not be any fear upon Shmuel, it can't be, because we see Shmuel had some fear. So therefore, when the Roy learns, it does not go on the fear of Vos of Adam, but rather Umayra goes on in the Zerus, that Shmuel Hanavi was also a Nazir. This the Gemara says, Omalei Rav Lechiyabrei. Rav told his son Chiyah,